How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up our study here in Mark chapter 4, verse number 26. In our previous broadcast, we looked here where our Lord says, watch how you hear. Make sure that you hear what the Lord is saying. Make sure that we take what our Lord gives us and apply it to ourselves first. And because whatever we look to help others and seek to help others, may we look to help others and not drive them in the ground, but help them with the good word of God. Remember, that's going to come back to us. And the Lord is not interested in hypocrites. He's interested in those that faithfully follow his word. If we receive the Lord's word and apply it to self and to our own lives correctly and understand what he says and use it well, then our Lord will give us more. It's a promise from him that he will do that. For if verse 25, for he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. In the end, this is going to be manifested when those that reject the Lord will be cast into the lake of fire, and there will be no gospel, there will be no savior, there will be no help, there'll be no relief, there'll be nothing. There'll be blackness and torment and separation from God, and it will be eternal. It will be eternal. All that those seem to have, even that will be taken away from them. And what a terrible, terrible thing for the sinner without Christ to face. But it is the truth. The Lord must deal with sin. You can escape the wrath to come through repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him. Believe in him. Come to him. Receive him are the words of the scripture. You need the Lord for the salvation of your soul. In verse 26, the scripture says, it says, and he, that is Jesus, said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, for he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. Aspects of the kingdom. The Lord takes these things of the earth that we understand, and right now we're here in the growing season in our part of the country, and just this has happened in the past few weeks. The farmers have been busy, and folks have been busy in their gardens. They've planted the seed, and they have hope that it'll spring forth. He says the kingdom of God is like a man that plants seed, a farmer or a gardener that would do so. He plants that seed, he waters that seed, he looks to nourish that seed with fertilizer and such as that, and then he goes to bed. He goes to bed and sleeps. He has hope that it will come forth. And so then he goes back out there. The farmer drives out there, or the gardener steps out to their garden plot. And he gets up and he looks and says, well, nothing today. And then he goes back and he sleeps another night. And then he goes back and he says, well, nothing today. And then it maybe rains and he's thankful for that. Maybe not. He's hoping for not too much rain, but enough rain. And then he sleeps and he wakes up and he goes, ah, there it is. in a couple places, the blade is coming up through the ground. That's what he says. He says the seed spring up and grow up. He doesn't know how. And indeed, scientists and botanists have discovered and have an understanding some of how things work and germination and all that. But the seed actually dies, and then by being placed in the ground, remember how it says here, the earth bringeth forth the fruit of herself. It's the great design and working of the Lord. How can a dead seed go into the ground and produce anything? But that of the ground and that of that dead seed, it riseth up somehow. We don't truly understand and completely understand how. But then it brings forth the blade. Ah, it's bringing forth that little plant, that little tender plant. And it grows on up, and he's smiling. He goes back to the house. He's thankful. He goes back the next day, and there are more seeds that have sprouted up. And the next thing you know, he's got a good stand there, and the blade of whatever it is that he's planted is growing up, and it's healthy. And he desires water in its right time, or he waters it and feeds it, and it grows up. And next thing you know, then the fruit comes on, the blossoms come on, the ear comes on, and he's thankful for that. He knows that it happens. It's happened many, many times before. He knows and has expectation for every seed that he's planted. He's going to gain more than just that one seed back. He's going to have food for his table. He's going to have food to sell in his operation of his farm. He doesn't know exactly how all of it works, but he knows many things, but it is a wonder. He's planted seed before that just never came up. He's planted seed before that just never had any moisture to where it would grow up. He's planted seed before that was drowned by so much watering and so much rain. But he's thankful for this crop that's coming on, and the ear, the bud, the fruit, it's coming. And then it's mature. The grapes are on, the blackberries are on, the corn is on, the cucumbers are there, the watermelon is full grown, the cantaloupe and so on, the okra and all those different things that grow. When it comes time for it to be complete, he goes out there. But when the fruit, verse 29, is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. It's time to harvest that fruit. That's the purpose that he's planted it for, is to harvest the fruit. You remember how this account started off? The Lord Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God. Understand, if you're here under the hearing of my voice, understand full well, our Lord is planting in the ground. He's waiting for things to grow up. He's waiting for the fruit to be manifested by his children, by those that he saves, by his people. And one day he's going to harvest it. What's going to happen? It's not mentioned here. It's not told here, but you know how it is with a garden. You know how it is with the farmers. The fruit is gathered into the farmer's house, or barn, or the gardener's home. The fruit is gathered in to be eaten and to be sold. What the product of those plants is brought in, and it's enjoyed and is a blessing to those that have grown it and to those to whom it's even provided or sold to. The blessing is in the fruit. The blessing of the fruit. What happens to those old stalks? What happens to those old leaves? What happens to all that that's left out there in the field that is not fruit? Is it not sometimes burned? Is it not sometimes it gathered together and put over in the junk or heap or the compost heap? Is it not sometimes taken and tilled under? Why? It's not the fruit. And that's the way the kingdom of God is. The Lord is sowing his seed. He's raising up his children. They are bearing fruit, and one day he will come and he will take them to himself. What will we be done with what's left? What will be done with the dead seed? What will be done with the stalks and the leaves and the grass and all that? Well, the scripture makes it very clear it's going to be put into a furnace. It's going to be burned. That which is fruitless is burned. How about you? Are you saved by the Lord Jesus? Has his power been manifested in you by his great salvation? By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? By eternal life being granted and given unto you by our Lord Jesus? Are you fully trusting in him and him alone? Nothing else, not dogma, not a list of doctrines, not a religion, not a denomination, but are you trusting in Christ? Are you bearing fruit because of Christ in you? Are you bearing the fruit of God in your life, having been touched and having been changed by our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ? It's the way the kingdom is. It's an aspect of the kingdom. These parables that tell us about these aspects of the kingdom, it doesn't tell us everything about the kingdom, but there is this aspect indeed that the Lord is sowing. The Lord is sowing seed. And there are those that are growing up in him. They're on that good ground. They're on that tillage, that good tillage of the Lord, his husbandry, as the scripture says. And they raise up to bear fruit unto their Lord, and one day he will harvest. In verse number 30, the scripture goes on to say, and he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Again, another aspect of the kingdom, or with what comparison shall we compare it? What can we compare it to? The kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. A little seed. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. And so now the Lord says another aspect of the kingdom is that it's like a little mustard seed. A little mustard seed that's planted. I understand mustard seed to be so small that it's you almost need a magnifying glass to be able to deal with them. But when they grow up into different varieties, grow up into a great tree, a large enough a plant, tree, bush, hedge that's great enough even for the birds to lodge in it. He said, that the kingdom is like this. It's the smallest of all the seeds in the earth, but it groweth out great. There's other places in the scripture that tell us about this, that this is an aspect of faith. Faith is not valued as being something important by the religious world and by the secular world. And understand that faith is always based in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's biblical faith. There's always an object to faith, something or some person. And biblical faith is always focused and based in the Lord Jesus Christ. A little bit of faith in the Lord Jesus is a blessing, blessing indeed. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.